ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 1, Text 20. Tatrendro rochanastva sid devascha tushitadayaha urja stambhadaya sapta rishio brahmavadinaha. During the reign of Swarochi Shamanu, the post of Indra was assumed by Rochana, the son of Yajna. Tushita and others became the principal demigods, and Urja, Stambha, and others became the seven saints. All of them were faithful devotees of the Lord. Rishestu vedashirasas tushita nama patnyabhut tasyam jagne tato devo vibhuryachyabhivishutaha. Vedashira was a very celebrated rishi. From the womb of his wife, whose name was Tushita, came the avatar named Vibhu. Ashtashiti sahasrani muniyo ye drita vrataha anvashikshan patam tasya kaumara brahmacharinaha. Vibhu remained a brahmachari and never married throughout his life. From him, 88,000 other saintly persons took lessons on self-control, austerity, and similar behavior. So the Manus are being described, and for each Manu, who are the demigods, who's the Indra, who are the sons of Manu, who are the incarnations, who are the seven sages. Tritiya uttamo nama priyavrata suto manuhu pavana shrindrayo yagya hotradyas tatsuta nrpa. O king, the third manu, Uttama, was the son of King Priyavrata. Among the sons of this manu were pavana, shrindraya, and yagya hotra. Vishishta tanaya sapta rishiya pramadadayaha satya veda shuta bhadra satya veda shuta bhadra deva indras tu satyajit. During the reign of the third Manu, Pramada and other sons of Vishishta became the seven sages. The satyas, vedashrutas, and bhadras became demigods, and Satyajit was selected to be Indra, the king of heaven. Dharmasya sunritayam tu bhagavan purushottamaha satyasena iti khyato jata satya vratai saha. In this manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Sunrita, who is the wife of Dharma, the demigod in charge of religion. The Lord was celebrated as Satyasena, and he appeared with other demigods known as the Satyavratas. Sonrita vratatushilan asato yaksha rakshasan bhuta druho bhuta ganams Chavatit Satyajit Sakaha. Satyasena, along with his friend Satyajit, who is the king of heaven, Indra, killed all the untruthful, impious, and misbehaved yakshas, rakshasas, and ghostly living entities who gave pains to other living beings. Chaturta Uttama Prata Manur namna chatamasaha pritu kyatir nara ketur ityadyadashatatsutaha. The brother of the third Manu, Uttama, was celebrated by the name Tamasa, and he became the fourth Manu. Tamasa had 10 sons, headed by Pritu, Kyati, Nara, and Ketu. Satchaka Hariyo Vida Devas Tri Shika Ishadaha Jyotir Dhamma Deya Sapta Rishiyas Tamasaintare. During the reign of Tamas Manu, among the demigods were the Satchakas, Haris, and Viras. The heavenly king Indra was Trishika. The sages in Saptarishi Dham were headed by Jyotir Dham. Deva Vaidrutayo Nama Vidrites Tanaya Nripa Nashta Kalina Yair Veda Vidrita Svena Tejasa Deva Vaidrutayo Nama Vidrites Tanaya Nripa Nashta Kalena Yarveda Vidrata Svena Tejasa Deva Vaidrityo Nama Vidrites Tanaya Nripa Nashta Kalena Yarveda Vidrata Svena Tejasa. Ladies? No. Devaha, the demigods. Vaidrityaha, the Vaidrities. Nama, by the name. Vidritehe, of Vidriti. Tanayaha, who were the sons. Nripa, O king. Nashta, were lost. Kalena, by the influence of time. Yaihi, by whom? Vedaha, the Vedas. Vidritaha, were protected. Svena, by their own. Tejasa, power. O king, in the Tamasa Manvantara, the sons of Vidriti, who were known as the Vaidritis, also became demigods. Since in course of time the Vedic authority was lost, these demigods, by their own powers, protected the Vedic authority. Purport. In the Tamasa Manvantara, there were two kinds of demigods, and one of them was known as the Vaidritis. The duty of the demigods is to protect the authority of the Vedas. The word devata refers to one who carries the authority of the Vedas, whereas rakshasas are those who defy the Vedic authority. If the authority of the Vedas is lost, the entire universe becomes chaotic. Therefore, it is the duty of the demigods, as well as kings and aides of government, to give full protection to the Vedic authority. Otherwise, human society will be in a chaotic condition in which there cannot be peace or prosperity. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrasatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shanagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Deva Vaidrityo Nama Vidrites Tanayanapa Nashta Kalina Yarveda Vidrita Svena Tevasa Nashta Kalina Yarveda. In the course of time, the Vedic knowledge was lost. The same thing is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Sakalineham hata yoga nashta parantapa. Evam parampra praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. Vedic knowledge was coming down in succession from master to disciple, but sakalineham hata. Yoga nashta. How does it become lost? If it's coming down through succession, how does it become lost? Srila Prabhupada warned us that the knowledge becomes lost by neglect, or it becomes lost by mental concoction. Therefore, Prabhupada said, don't add anything, don't subtract anything, don't change anything. Otherwise, I change something, you change it more, you change it more, you change it more, next man, next man, and pretty soon the whole thing is finished. I add something, then you add something, then you add something, next man adds something. And pretty soon the original thing can't be found anymore. Whereas one man subtracts something, next man subtracts something, and again, the original thing is lost. Kalineha. Not all at once, but a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Just the way you have a powerful steel girder, but A little rust, a little rust, a little rust, a little more rust. And after some time, finished. Therefore, among the offenses, to gura bhagya, to neglect the orders of the spiritual master, or disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Another offense, to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. The mind is very active. I'm very intelligent. So I start giving my own explanations, my own ideas, my own creative contributions, not following the explanations of the acharyas. Or another offense, to think that the glories of the holy name are imaginary. So we discount this, discount that, this we put aside, that we cut off. Sakalineha mahata yoga nashta. In this way, everything becomes lost. By compromise. The material world means two things. Karmakanda, jnanakanda. People are interested in sense gratification, and people are interested in mental speculation. So if we compromise with such people, then everything becomes lost. Because what do they want from us? They want us to be karmakandis, or they want us to join their jnanakanda program. They want us to be poison drinkers. Karmakanda, jnanakanda, kevalavishaya bandha. The material world is the world of poison. And the Krishna consciousness movement is the movement for giving nectar to counteract, to act as an antidote for that poison. But we shouldn't mix the two. That people are addicted to poison, so I'll just put a little of the poison in the nectar and they'll be attracted to the nectar. Oh, they weren't attracted, I'll put a little more poison. Pretty soon it becomes all poison. Prabhupada said, a little bit of a pure thing is worth heaps of adulterated things. The Krishna consciousness movement spreads by purity. Purity means keeping the message as it is. The message is pure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore criticized the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. That I understand Vedanta Sutra quite well enough. The sutras are clear. They're like sunlight. They're self-effulgent. But I'm having problems with your explanations. Problems with your explanations. I don't understand your explanations. I understand the sutras, but not your explanations. That means indirectly he was saying, your explanations are all rubbish. The sun is self-effulgent. We don't need your candlelight to shed light on the sun. So the ideas of the Mayavadis, the ideas of the elevationists and philanthropists and humanitarians and scientists and these people and those people, which are unrelated to Vedic knowledge, are just darkness. They're darkness. So we're not meant to take interest in the darkness. Tamasi ma jyotirgam. We're meant to come to the light. So the light of the Vedic knowledge should be protected. Previously, I'm told, when the students would learn the mantras of the Vedas, they would learn them forwards and backwards. Because if you know it forwards and backwards, you can't make a mistake. Just like in computer technology, they have check digits, right? Those who are IT guys, they have a check digit. So that if the sequence of numbers is wrong, the check digit doesn't match. So they say, oh, no, this isn't right. So it's a way of making sure that your sequence is correct. So they used to chant the Vedic mantras, learn the Vedic mantras forward and backwards, so that the mantras themselves would be preserved. So we're not going to do that. And besides, we're basically interested in one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we don't chant it backwards, just forwards is good enough. But the knowledge in Prabhupada's books, or the knowledge in the Vedic literature, should be protected. We shouldn't add anything, subtract anything, change anything, speculate. We should keep it as it is. That's the duty of the devas. And the asuras, they want to screw out some other idea. I'm God, you're God, everyone's God, life is meant for whatever you think. You worship whoever you want. Or don't worship, whatever you want to do. So a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, sakaleneha mahata, then yoga nashta parantaka. But we should be careful and not allow this knowledge to be lost or this movement to be adulterated. Prabhupada said, now I've given you everything, you try to increase it. If you can't increase it, at least maintain. Maintain means not only numerical strength or physical properties, but maintaining the purity of the Krishna consciousness movement. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Yes. Microphone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very nice to see you again. Every nook and corner, every nook and corner of every town, village and city, now terrorist activities are going on. And they are fast spreading. Even the British Parliament is not spared by their attack. And President of USA has rejected many countries' immigrants to America. That means the Islamic forces are fundamentalists are ruling the world, not the devotee. Devotee.
Hold on this far because the acoustics are bad. I need somebody to tell closer to tell me what was said. Terrorists are influencing the entire world. It seems that they're ruling the world now. And then Islamic something, what? Islamic terrorists.
And suppose we...
And something about the USA, what was that?
USA president also recognized this.
President is... What about him? He has recognized Islamic terrorism.
So a non-devotee takes about 20 to 25 years to become Kanishtha Adhikari.
Non-devotee takes 20 to 25 years to become Kanishtha Adhikari. Non-devotee can become, it can take lifetimes to become a Kanishtha Adhikari.
Whereas the terrorist is ready within 6 months.
Terrorist what? Terrorist becomes accomplished within 6 months.
So their power is increasing, whereas our power is not that much increasing.
Terrorist power is increasing, our power is not increasing. Okay, first thing is I have an entirely different view of the world. According to your newspapers and your television and all of this, there's these terrible people called terrorists who are around in little bands here and there, creating total chaos and blowing up American buildings and all of that. And they're mostly fanatical Muslims, and that's the story. I don't believe that narrative. That's the first thing. The amount of mischief created by little bands of terrorists or Muslims is insignificant compared to the mischief created by the superpowers of this world. You know, how many countries have terrorists taken over, you know, Islamic terrorists? And how many countries have been taken over either physically or economically by the superpowers? So I simply don't believe the narrative. Starting with the narrative that a batch of Islamic terrorists blew up the World Trade Center, I consider that a lie. A straightforward, simple, out-and-out lie. The preponderance of the evidence that I've seen is that it's simply not true. If you like, you can go to my website. There's an article about the subject matter. But to make a long story short, there's a long political history of political regimes creating apparent terrorist incidents so that the regime can respond to the incident in such a way as to achieve whatever it is that they wanted to do in the beginning, whether it was to increase internal security or to invade a country or to pass new laws or whatever it is that they wanted to do. It's an old, 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 old trick which has been played many times. You know, if I wanted to bring about, anyway, I think I said, made it clear. Rather than just go straight for it and have everybody object to what I'm doing, I create a terrorist incident, and then the terrorist incident demands that I respond in exactly the way that I would have done straightforwardly, except that now everybody is cheering me on and voting for me and praising how brave and strong we are. So I'm sorry, but I don't buy the story of Islamic terrorism. I don't buy it. The I don't buy it. The big the real terrorists are the ones with the most money, the most weapons, the most military capability. They're the ones who create the most havoc, not little batches of guys with beards and Qurans. They're not the guys who are the big problem in the world. They're just poster boys for why we have to do what we want to do. There's a not to say that Islam is always, you know, politically doing the right thing. Aurangzeb was not one of our favorite historical figures. On the other hand, you had Akbar, who was very good. I visit Muslim countries a lot, and you know what most Muslim people I've seen want? Is it that they want to blow up the United States or assassinate political leaders or poison water supplies? They want a nice place to live, good schools for their kids, pleasant walk on the side of the waterfront in the evening. They want what everybody else wants. But we paint the picture that all these countries are just teeming with terrorists, the way that old beds are teeming with bed bugs. And it's just this line of propaganda is meant to fool people. That's all. So the war on terror will be over. Anyway, I won't say that. That's too provocative. But we don't think that the Islamic people are the demons, or the Saudis are the demons, or the Americans are the demons, or the Russians are the demons. Anyone who's against the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a demon. We don't care what your country is, what your so-called religion is. Dvaubhuta, basically there's two kinds of people. Dvaubhuta sarvalokesmin, deva, asura, evacha. There's the devas and the asuras. Vishnu bhakta smita deva asuras tad viparyo. The devotees of the personality of Godhead are the devas, and the asuras are the opposite party. So I haven't seen that the asuras have just all converted to Islam and the devas have all converted to Hinduism or become American citizens. That's just rubbish. We don't have to buy their narrative. We already have Krishna's narrative. Krishna says these are the two kinds of people, devas and asuras. And he doesn't say this country or that country, this race or that race, the Arabs or the terrorists, and the Europeans are the good guys. Yeah, it's all rubbish. Vishnu Bhakta Smita Deva. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're great. And asuras tad viparyo, the asuras, rakshasas, they're the ones who are on the other side.
Prabhupada says that almost everybody in this world is a rascal and fool.
Almost everybody in this world is rascal and fool, Prabhupada said. Yes. And therefore we say the same thing.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj's question is that the shloka says that how the Vedic knowledge was lost and then Vedas protected it by their authority. And then you were mentioning that how Srila Prabhupada, and whatever he has given in his books, and don't add anything, subtract anything, or modify. So one thing is, Maharaj, where we see sometimes if somebody is doing demigod worship, it is directly understandable that not in line with Srila Prabhupada's mood. Then there are another things of adding or changing small details, and those we can see that there are many temple communities where they are changing little bit, but still they are like very successful.
Where they've done what?
Small details of changing, which like as it is, not as it is, as you are telling that Prabhupada wanted us to keep as it is.
You change some small thing and everything's fine. Nothing happens. No, you know, the clouds don't roar out with thunder. Lightning doesn't strike the pujari. Everything goes on fine. Then you make another small change and everything goes on fine. And then you make another. And everything just keeps going. And another, and another, and another. And at the end, yoganashta parantapa. It's not that if you change something, immediately you'll become a failure. Maybe you'll become a great success. If you concoct something, if you invent something, instead of having lightning strike you, maybe they'll give you a Padma Sri. Maybe money will pour into your treasury box. It's not that because you've deviated, immediately it becomes apparent. Sometimes it does, so right away. You say, this person's way off course. But sometimes it seems that, well, this is good for spreading Krishna consciousness, and it's working. And the biggest proof, money is coming, Krishna's sending Lakshmi. As if the more Lakshmi, the more Krishna conscious you must be. So it goes on, it goes on, it goes on. But after some time, it's lost. Therefore, very rigidly, we should keep the thing as it is. Protect it, as the demigods were protecting the Vedic literature.
Maharaj, at the same time, we read Srila Prabhupada writing the purport of his first canto.
Srila Prabhupada what?
Srila Prabhupada writing in one purport, in first canto. Should I read, Maharaj, a couple of lines? Srila Prabhupada writes in 1:16, the expert devotees also can discover novel ways and means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstance. Devotional service is dynamic activity, and the expert devotees can find out competent means to inject it into the dull brains of the materialistic population.
Yes, that also. Therefore, Prabhupada said, old wine in a new bottle. But the criterion is your bottle, your wine should not change. If the wine is adulterated, everything's finished. And even how to change the bottles, that also we should be guided by the acharyas, not whimsically changing. But that's there. Therefore, the attention is there. We have to change and stay the same at the same time. Therefore, one has to be expert. If one's not expert, better not to change anything. And if one's expert, it means that he doesn't change the substance.
Maharaj, then in this scenario it appears that if somebody changes something, then there are two means to discover whether it is correct or not. One is that if it is directly refuted by Srila Prabhupada, some teaching available somewhere. Or should we wait for time to pass, maybe a couple of generations, few generations, for us to see that, okay, this has fallen in place or things are changing more. So then, how
one should be trained. One should know what is what. And not that one has to wait for five generations to see what happens. Because sometimes it doesn't take five, it takes 20 or 200. Therefore, first thing is, we have to follow the four regulative principles and chant our prescribed number of rounds. Second thing is, we should be performing our routine spiritual program. Rise early in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, worship the deities, worship the spiritual master, all of these things. Next thing is, we should be reading Prabhupada's books. And so on. We should be following the program given by the acharyas, so that our consciousness will be pure, so that if we do something this way or that way, it won't be a product of the material energy, it'll be a product of the spiritual energy. Otherwise, if we introduce something from the platform of spiritual weakness, what will be the quality of what we introduce? And even then, we have to be careful. Muyanti yat surya, even the demigods get bewildered. We have to be so careful. And particularly, we should not do what Prabhupada has told us not to do. That practically should go without saying. It's like a court decision. You know, there may be some question which hasn't yet been decided by the court, and then the judges have to think about it very carefully. If it's already been decided, You don't have to think about it. You already know what the verdict is.
Can you give some example of old wine and new bottle in the present condition?
Old wine in a new bottle. Yeah, Prabhupada came to America and presented things in a way that was that would work in America. Like his spiritual master, 64 rounds. Prabhupada, 16 rounds. India, Tulsi beads. Prabhupada, beads from the hardware store. In different ways. Even like this Juhu temple, you know, hotel, restaurant, auditorium, that's not your standard Gaudiya Math ashram. It's a new bottle. But what do? We worship Radharasa Bihariji, we chant Hare Krishna, we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we take prasadam. The substance remains the same. All right, shall we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.